The family picnic was always the big event of the year. All the aunts, uncles, cousins, brothers, and sisters would gather for a huge picnic. All the aunts would outdo themselves in providing cakes, pies, fried chicken, and potato salad in abundance. We would play tag, baseball, eat watermelon, have a great time. It was exciting to get together with the family. This is Leroy Iams speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, the church. I think that's why I love to go to church. We gather in the Father's house with our brothers and sisters in Christ for wonderful fellowship and inspiration. It is so thrilling to realize that believers are gathering around the world in the same way, some in majestic cathedrals, some in grass huts, to worship God. David felt the same way. One thing have I desired of the Lord, and that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire in His temple. He experienced the same joy in gathering together with the people of God. I was glad when they said unto me, Let us go into the house of the Lord. Some think that the church should be a perfect place for perfect people. When they note a flaw in our lives, they stay away with a holier-than-thou attitude. There are too many hypocrites in the church. Well, of course, we are the first to admit that we are not perfect. The church was never intended to be a gathering place for super saints, but a repair shop for people in need. It is interesting to note that the same people will go to the grocery store even though there are hypocrites in the food business. They will go to athletic events even though there are certainly hypocrites in the field of sports. Some ask why there are so many different types of churches with varying forms in their order and worship. The answer is simple: the grace of God. You will find services that are somber, happy, majestic, quiet, and enthusiastic. Something for everybody. People vary in their lifestyle and preferences. The church that would put one person to sleep inspires another to glorious heights of worship and reverence. God has looked upon His multicolored worshipers that vary in 1,000 ways in their likes and dislikes, and in His grace has provided a style of worship to fit them all. Praises are sung in His name, His word is faithfully proclaimed, and Jesus Christ is exalted. The Lord's Supper is administered as believers gather to remember the Lord's death till He come. In baptism, a twofold identification is established: identification with the people of God and with God Himself. God's people receive training in their mission to make Christ known and are fed the Word of God to build them up in the faith. Another reason why I enjoy going to church is that the church is the great leveler. David said, I am a companion of all those who fear Thee and of those who keep Thy precepts. David the king found companionship and fellowship with the people of God. When I pray in church, I come to the throne of grace with the rich and the poor. God is no respecter of persons, and in the pew we are all one in Christ. Many blessings come our way in the church. It is there that we learn of the world and its spiritual needs. It is there we meet new brothers and sisters in Christ and are enriched by their lives. But most of all, it is there that I can declare my allegiance to Jesus Christ and take my stand with others who know Him and want to make Him known. It is exciting to be a member of the winning team. Jesus said, I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. May God bless you as you fellowship with others in the house of God.